You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. Matthew Leach talking New York Mets with MLB.com Mets beat reporter Anthony Nocomo. And while you will soon be leaving the glory that is a taco and a helmet, you'll also soon be covering games that count, and that's obviously an exciting thing. We are ready to talk regular season, and I've got five questions about the 2015 Mets for you. So number one is, if this team hits its goals, if it gets where it wants to be, which is a return to the postseason, what's going to be the single biggest reason that happens?
Well, let me start by saying I know you love the taco and the helmet, but Citi Field has some pretty good concessions itself.
You make
a fine point, sir.
A fine point.
Yeah, but to answer your question, for the Mets to make the playoffs, what has to happen? You know, you can answer that any number of ways. In my mind, you need the pitching staff to go out and be the pitching staff that they think it can be. You don't have Zach Wheeler anymore. He's missing the entire season. You do have Matt Harvey, and if he can go out and be at least something approaching Matt Harvey of 2 years ago, then all of a sudden you have that staff ace. You have a guy that scares opposing teams. Jacob deGrom comes back, and again, not necessarily repeats what he did last year, but proves that it wasn't a fluke and is a very good number two behind Matt Harvey, then all of a sudden you've got a rotation that could conceivably compete with the Nationals, and so on and so forth down the line with the John Neeses and the Bartolo Colons and the Dylan Gs, and then you get into the prospects. If Noah Syndergaard comes up and sort of does what Matt Harvey did and what Zach Wheeler did when they came up for the first time, it's all about the staff because, you know, even though they made improvements to this lineup, it's not one of the better lineups in the National League. I don't think anyone would argue that. They should be better than they were offensively a year ago. But what they need to do is beat people with their pitching because there's other teams out there that might be comparable, but if the Mets can go from being a very good, certainly above-average staff to an elite one, you know, that's what gets teams to the playoffs.
And conversely, if they fall short, if it is another year, maybe around 500, not really in contention, what will be the biggest culprit? What will have gone wrong if they don't make the postseason?
Well, I think you can answer it sort of the same way as it would be that pitching. If Matt Harvey struggles in his return from Tommy John, if Jacob deGrom falls off, if Noah Syndergaard repeats last year and, you know, everyone thought he was going to be up a year ago, if he goes through another not-so-great season at AAA, then all of a sudden you look up and you've got the Washington Nationals who have an excellent rotation, and they're beating you, you know, because of that. You've got the Marlins, who are this upstart team, who have some nice arms themselves, and all of a sudden their rotation looks just as good as yours if those things happen. So, you know, it's all about sort of development of some of those younger guys, the Syndergaards of the world. It's all about, and I would even throw it to DeGrom in that group, even though he won the Rookie of the Year. You know, he hasn't done it for a full season, so it's something the Mets would like to see. It's all about pitching, it really is. And, you know, the Mets will hit a little bit. They're not going to hit the cover off the ball, but if they can beat teams in innings 1-7 with what they have on the mound, it's going to be a much better summer for them.
Number three, who is the one most pivotal player, not the best player, but the guy where if he's good, they're good. If he's not, it's trouble.
You know, I'd go with David Wright on that. And so you could argue whether or not he's still the best player on this team. But, you know, he's a guy who really hasn't produced the way the Mets would have liked consistently over the last 5 years or so. And I don't think anyone expects him to be David Wright of 2006, 2007. That guy is long gone. I highly doubt we'll ever see him again. But he had some very productive years in the meantime. And while he might not be that 30 home run guy, he could still go out there and give you great doubles power, hit a few over the fence. You know, that sort of thing. He still plays very good defense. So if he can stay healthy, which has been the huge thing for him, and it's not going to get any easier at age 32, all of a sudden that lineup becomes a lot better because you've got Curtis Granderson and Michael Kadire and Lucas Duda all hitting behind him. And if he's on base, that makes such a huge difference for them. If he can, I think a lot of that's going to be with not being able to stay healthy, which, again, won't get any easier at this age. Then all of a sudden, you know, you're looking at a middle of the lineup that doesn't quite compare to those of the other teams in the league. So he's everything to them because they really believe that David Wright still has the potential to be a very good number three hitter. And if he's not, that's a huge blow to the team.
Number four, what's the biggest unknown? What's the thing that we're just not going to know until this team is playing games and we see them on the field?
Biggest unknown, I think, would probably be what Curtis Granderson has to offer. This is a guy I think a lot of Mets fans are afraid he's turning into the next Jason Bay, guy they gave a four-year deal to. And while Granderson certainly had a better first season for the Mets than Jason Bay did, it wasn't what the team had hoped for. Certainly, he hit 20 home runs, but that's about all he hit. The average was very low. The on-base was low. You know, he wasn't basically doing the things that made him a star with the Tigers and with the Yankees. So if he can get back to doing that, working with new hitting coach Kevin Long, he's got the outfield fences which have come in right center field, which should help him to some extent. You know, that's huge for them. And it's hard to tell sort of where he's at because he's another guy who's in his mid-30s now. And is what we saw last year just the decline of age, or is it a guy adjusting to a new ballpark, a new team, a new league? I think over the first month, 6 weeks of the season, we'll have a very good idea of what Curtis Granderson can offer. And just like I was talking about with David Wright, that just goes such a huge way in the middle of the lineup of making them good or not good, depending.
And finally, give me a fearless, bold, interesting prediction about something that's going to happen with the 2015 Mets.
The biggest, bold, interesting prediction. I'm going to go ahead and I may eat my words on this one, but I'm going to say that Henry Mejia remains the closer the entire season. There's been so much talk about, you know, Bobby Parnell, when he comes back, you know, if they just give him the job or if it goes to Mejia. I think Mejia is ready to sort of take this and roll with it as long as he can stay healthy. I think you're looking at a guy who, when you look up in mid-May, will be having a pretty good season. And at that point, do you replace him with Bobby Parnell? Probably not. You probably like to ease Parnell in. And then all of a sudden you're looking up and it's July or it's August and, you know, Mejia is still holding down. So I think, you know, you're going to look at this and you're going to have Mejia locking down this bullpen. And I guess you could say Bobby Parnell getting wallet-pipped, so to speak, because it wouldn't surprise me if he doesn't really play that role for the Mets again if Mejia really takes it and runs with it.
All right. Well, Anthony DeComo, thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.